Hello and welcome to another edition. This is episode 62, and as always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I am Brace Boy, or Sam, and very welcome. This is a podcast about crisps, pop culture, and disability from time to time. And this is a very special episode because we are recording through Skype today. Because coronavirus. Marijn has the same crisps as I have. We can do an honest review. What is the crisp of today, Marijn?
Well, today I thought I saw the Albert Heijn salt and vinegar Robusta chips.
Yeah.
I thought in episode 61 we reviewed some salt and vinegar crisps that were not that good. But we did have... had some crisp salt and vinegar crisps that were very good. The Tesco apple cider vinegar and the Kettle Modena vinegar and salt crisp.
Yeah, that was very good as well.
So I hope these can live up to that standard.
Yeah, me too. We had the Robusta chips earlier in episode 60 as well. Then we had the green curry variant. And I like the texture. So the texture should be good at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I can see from the packaging, I see purple. I don't know why purple.
No, me neither.
Is that vinegar? I don't know. I see a bottle of vinegar. I see salt. Well, it's salt and vinegar, so that makes sense. Yeah. And I see crisps.
Yeah. Let's just dig into it.
Yeah. The smell is a bit vinegary. But not too heavy. It doesn't repel you. It's not as if you can smell them from a mile away. I think that's good.
In my case, it's a little bit faint smell, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't really get the vinegar, but it's maybe because I have a different bag than you have. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I have the same brand, but yeah, if I shake it around, I get a little bit more vinegar.
So that is good. Let's taste it. Honestly, also in the taste, the vinegar is quite faint.
Yes. Agreed.
I do think they have a nice crunch.
Yes.
They are really robust. But in flavor, it doesn't have that much flavor.
No, it's a little boring, to be honest.
Yeah. So, maybe we can go on to the rating then immediately. Because I don't think there is really a lot to say about these. I give these, 2.5.
I agree with you. 2.5 bags. The texture is good. The texture really gives it a punch. But the flavor and the smell are lacking.
They're not gross.
No.
It's just not that special.
No, it's just... they just don't have that much flavor at all. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend them for a party. If you have your birthday party or any other party, just buy something else. Buy the Kettle ones. Buy the Kettle Modena balsamic vinegar and salt.
Or the Robusta chips green curry.
Yes,
because those we also were like that.
Yeah, those were better than this, indeed. Yes.
Yeah,
I agree. Marijn.
Yeah.
Please tell us, you have prepared, you have been in hiding because of coronavirus, and in that time you have had the time and the energy to prepare for us a very interesting piece of trivia.
Yes, well I do, and I believe last episode I said, it's salt and vinegar, it's not that special.
Yeah.
But I thought, okay, but what do I really know about vinegar? Salt is... Well, I know enough about salt, but vinegar is quite special. And I discovered trivia that vinegar is the product of the fermentation of alcohol by a bacteria that produces acetic acid. And I thought, hey, that is a trivia. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that.
It's a very interesting process, I believe. especially the second part of your trivia, which you should explain to us now. I read it in the script, and I was very, very interested in this special little fact that you can actually make vinegar from almost everything.
Yeah, it's a bit like vodka. Well, yeah. maybe that is because it is the vinegar is made out of alcohol, the fermentation of alcohol, and alcohol, everything with sugar can produce alcohol.
Indeed, that wouldn't surprise me if that's actually the reason.
But on to the second part of the trivia. Vinegars can be produced slowly from fruit juice or fermented juice, or quickly by adding a culture named mother of vinegar to alcoholic liquid. And yeah. Mother of vinegar is a slimy, harmless substance consisting mostly of acetic acid bacteria. And for people who want to know the Latin name, that is the Mycoderma aceti and cellulose. So yeah. And that can produce vinegar. So vinegar has a mother. That must be a really sour mother. So you can make your own vinegar if you want to. Yes. And maybe now in the corona crisis, that is a good idea.
Yeah, because vinegar can also really be useful to clean stuff, right? Yeah,
yes.
Okay, this is maybe not really, we didn't research this, but I believe that
No, that is true. Have vinegar that is just solely for the purpose of cleaning your house.
Yeah.
And that is because it is so sour.
Yeah, so maybe if you make good vinegar, good strong vinegar, you can use it to clean your house now with the corona crisis. That's actually quite a smart idea.
Yeah, because of, you can make it yourself. So if you have some fruit juice lying around of which you think, hey, maybe, oh, no, of course not. Because you need the mother. You need the mother to make the vinegar.
Yes, indeed. Like everything, you always need the mother to make something
new.
Yeah,
that's true. But still, make it yourself and clean your house and don't get corona.
Yes, please don't get corona because elsewise you wouldn't be able to listen to our podcast. Talking about other current events, maybe we should talk about something more... I don't know if this is more uplifting, to be honest.
I don't know as well, but you have prepared something about the upcoming American elections.
Yeah, so like everything everybody knows right now, we're in the middle of the Democratic Party's primary season in the United States. And it's still on this moment, it's still two candidates to become the Democratic nominee for the presidency. That's Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. I am myself and more of a fan of Bernie Sanders, but everybody already knows a lot about him. I want to talk about something special about Joe Biden because Joe Biden has been... there's quite a lot of attention on the way Joe Biden speaks and the way that he sometimes goes on a ramble. Sometimes he talks in a very interesting, strange way. And I've done a little bit of research on this and I found out that Joe Biden actually doesn't do this because he has dementia. As some people say that he has dementia. No, Joe Biden does this because he has had a stutter, or he still has a stutter, and he has had a stutter for his whole life. He's also he's spoken on presentations for the National Association of Stuttering People in the United States. His mom has spoken on this council as well, and he has had this stutter for all his life, and he has been bullied because of it when he was a child as well. To be honest, I think a stutter is a disability. I think, so if you make fun of the way Joe Biden talks, of course you can make fun of everything you want. Freedom of speech is a right.
To make a a funny observation about that.
Yeah.
He is not using his freedom of speech because of his stutter.
No, he doesn't. But if you make fun of a person with a disability, you are an ableist. And it's free to be an ableist. It's a little bit like being a racist, but you can be one. It's a right. It's a right to be an ableist. I don't really like you if you're an ableist, but more.
I believe we did quite a bit on ableists in Guardians.
Yeah,
Guardians of Imperfection.
Yeah, we did. Tickets are not on sale right now because of coronavirus, but
they will go. Stay home.
Stay home, but they will be on sale somewhere in the future. What is interesting though is that coronavirus. No, not coronavirus. Joe Biden. There's only
Joe
two
Biden.
Things on my mind. Either Joe Biden or coronavirus. No, so if Joe Biden would be elected. To be the Democratic nominee and after that would be elected to be the President of the United States, he wouldn't be the first disabled President of the United States.
What?
No, because we have had our great forefather and we can say maybe he freed Europe from the Nazis in the Second World War, Franklin D. Roosevelt, FDR, as friends call
him,
he had a disability as well. He had a paralytic illness.
Yes.
And that it came. He got that when he was 39 years old, so he was already an adult when he got this. Mm-hmm. And people used to think that he suffered from polio in his youth, but he didn't have polio at all. He got this illness later on, and they still don't know how he exactly got it. But what it did to him, he got paralyzed. In sometimes he got stiffness, quite severe stiffness in his leg, multiple legs. Sorry. And he got stiffness in his face as well, and that paralyzes in his legs. And it also had some other effects on his body, but those aren't that interesting. What is interesting, however, is that he had to sit in a wheelchair quite sometimes, and that's actually quite interesting. Because we have to sit in a wheelchair ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do that.
Yeah. And what the thing is that Roosevelt didn't like to be get his photographs taken when he was in a wheelchair. He didn't like that. He tried to step away from... So he only used the wheelchair when there was nobody with a photo camera around. And sometimes he was... photographed in a wheelchair, but he didn't like that. And I can imagine
for a president of the United States, although I think if Joe Biden now would be photographed in a wheelchair, I think his ratings would go up.
Maybe if he would just say like, hey, you can make fun of me because I have a stutter, but you shouldn't say that I have dementia. That would maybe a very smart idea for him.
Yeah.
Get open about this. This could be a very smart plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your expectations for the American elections? Do you have any things to say about this topic?
Well, I am quite a Bernie enthusiast as well.
Yeah.
I think in this case maybe we should fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
I think Bernie has the best story to tell. And I think Biden is a very safe candidate for the paying Democrats in America for the campaign. and the rich Democrats will probably go for Joe Biden because, well, his story is more moderate. But I think because Trump's story is quite severe and quite
populist.
Yeah, well, Bernie is a populist as well.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But the on the other side, I think, yeah, I think that works the best. And I believe last time Hillary lost with a lot of minority voters, yeah. And Bernie has quite a lot of minority voters.
Yes, that's true. Although what I do or have heard is that our good friend Joe Biden also gets a lot of minority voters because his connection with Barack Obama, because he was of course the vice president of Barack Obama, yeah. And that's that's the reason that a lot of older black people want to vote for Joe Biden. Which is strange because I think that Bernie Sanders has had a more of a connection with older black voters because he marched together with
Martin Luther King Jr.
He marched together to get equal rights and in the whole in that whole movement.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot find words somehow. Maybe I have the coronavirus.
Let's not blame the coronavirus for everything.
No, let's not indeed. No, I think that it's very interesting to see how these voters choose a more moderate candidate. Because media are making Bernie's look like a very scary character, and he
which is I think that's strange. I think he has the best story to compete with Trump. I think.
Yeah, me too. I think that as well. I think it's strange to do it like this, but apparently. This is the deal, and I what can I say? It's a shame.
Well, let's see what happens. We don't know. We still have to wait. The elections are in November.
Yes. Yeah, and we still have to wait. Who's going to be the candidate? Bernie Sanders could still win from Joe Biden. It's a very small chance, but there's still a chance.
Yeah, well, and even if he doesn't win, let me say this. May the best man win. May the best man win. May be.
Indeed. That sounds like a very good statement. On that note, on that beautiful statement, I want to say, what did we talk about today, Marijn?
Well, we reviewed the Albert Heijn Salt and Vinegar Robuste Chips, which we thought were not that exciting.
Yeah, we gave it 2.5. Then you told us two beautiful trivias about
vinegar
and... After that, we talked a little bit about Joe Biden and about disability and Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that they were both disabled.
Because Joe Biden is still alive. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that we like that, but we are both not a fan of Joe Biden. I think we can safely say that.
We can safely say that indeed. I want to thank you for podcasting with me through this Skype call.
You too. I want to thank the listeners for tuning in on us.
Yeah, I want to say to everybody, please like, subscribe, write a review. You have extra time now because you're locked up in your home. So please write a review. Go to iTunes, write a review there, and it really helps us to be found by other listeners. Or share this podcast with somebody you think that would like this podcast. Just tell your friend that likes podcasts and is sitting
at home.
Doing
go
nothing.
Go listen.
Yeah,
listen
sorry.
Listen to the Crippled Crest review.
Yeah, there are 62 episodes you can listen to now. So I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You've certainly not heard all of them yet, I think.
No. And even if you did, re-listen to them. Maybe you discover something that
you forgot.
You haven't discovered before.
Yeah. I also want to thank Audio Geeks and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and audiogeeks.nl.
Yeah. And until then, that is how the crisp crunches.